Another company downer.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. This morning, Morgan Stanley says more write-downs and lowered banking and brokerage fees contributed to a much wider than expected quarterly loss, $2.2 billion, but that's down from the loss this time last year. Shares fell more than 7% in pre-market trading. The Fed funds rate isn't much of a rate this morning. It's just above zero and just below a quarter of a percent. Yesterday's Federal Reserve decision to slash the rate was an attempt at unlocking a tight credit market. But is it working? Things are still pretty dicey overseas. The dollar has fallen sharply against other currencies this morning, and there aren't a whole lot of other positive signs either. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The message from the London money market today is this: the credit crunch continues. The banks are still reluctant to lend. The rate at which they're prepared to lend dollars to each other has moved lower this morning, but not by enough. While the Fed short-term target interest rate is close to zero, London's interbank rate is still more than 1.5%. David Buick is with money brokers BGC. He says the markets are now looking to Barack Obama to take office and stop the US from sliding into a major slump.
We expect that during the course of 2009, he will introduce fiscal packages probably totaling $1 trillion. And coupled with the cut in interest rates, then I think it will have the right effect.
He says the Europeans have been slower to tackle the crisis, and so Europe may take longer to recover than the United States. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
All right, markets are responding with a bit of a thumbs up this morning. In Europe so far, the FTSE, DAX, and CAC 40 all up this morning. FTSE up by 0.75%. DAX and CAC about 1.5 to 2% this morning. Asian markets were up this morning as well. Hong Kong rose 2%. Yesterday, the Dow gained more than 350 points, about 4%. NASDAQ and S&P 500 rose by more than 5%. We're still not sure about an automotive bailout. The White House is debating options for a struggling industry. But American carmakers aren't the only ones hurting. Japan's Honda Motor Company says it has some worrying news. With the latest, I'm joined by Elisa Roth. Elisa, what's going on with Honda?
The company said today that it's cutting its profit forecast. That's for the third time this year. Now it says it expects to make only about $2 billion this year. Their fiscal year ends in March, so we're not quite there yet, but it's still concerning. And that $2 billion is actually 64% less than its last forecast that it made.
So what kind of problems are we talking about here? Why is Honda not in such great shape right now?
The real problem is that people just aren't buying cars. They're not buying cars here in the U.S. They're not buying cars abroad. This is really a crisis of the global auto industry. So we keep saying that Detroit is this problem, that nobody wants the cars that the Detroit 3 make, that they have these high legacy costs. All those things may be true, but there's a much bigger picture here, which is that people just aren't buying cars. Honda has another problem, which is the weak exchange rate, the yen versus the dollar. The company loses something like $200 million every time the exchange rate drops by a yen.
So, you know, we're talking about making up for lost profits. What does Honda do to get to that end?
Well, like everybody, Honda's really trying to cut back. It said today that managers are going to take pay cuts of about 10%. They're also slowing down or delaying production at a lot of plants.
All right. Elisa Roth in New York. Thanks.
You're welcome.
It was a plan to help less than 500,000 borrowers in trouble. It wound up luring in less than 1%, 1% of that number. The Washington Post reports borrowers of the HUD program have to pay hefty fees and can expect to pay high interest rates, and they have to jump through a lot of paperwork hoops, too. HUD Secretary Steve Preston says the program is a failure.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Gather.com. If it's happening in the world, it's being discussed on Gather. People are talking about the economy at Gather.com.
Ah, 'tis the season for family gathering, gift giving, and good cheer. But these days, not everyone's all smiles. Some children will have fewer presents under the tree. And the parents, well, they have some explaining to do about why. A tough subject, no doubt. Here's Ashley Milne-Tite.
Joshua Palshakar lives in Oregon City. He knows what he wants for Christmas and what he doesn't.
I'm really flexible with the different types of Monopoly, but other than that, I might be a bit picky about my presents.
In a normal year, his mother Julia and stepfather Michael might be able to indulge that pickiness. Not this year. They've lost a ton of money on the sale of a house. Michael's company is being sold and his job is on the line. They're also struggling with a pile of medical expenses. Julia says Christmas presents aren't a priority.
We're trying to spend, you know, next to no money on Christmas, and we're doing that through bartering, through just cutting back on doing things. We're not traveling this year.
She successfully bartered for several kids' gifts through an ad she posted on Craigslist. Janet Bodner is the author of Raising Money Smart Kids. She says many parents fret too much over how their children will cope with a leaner holiday season.
You have power as a parent, and you can make stick rules that you make for the household, traditions that you want to have in the household. And if you want to say to your kids, you know, this year we just don't have the money to do this, then say it. Don't worry about it.
Julia decided to talk to her kids. She started by reminding them of cutbacks the family had already made.
They're very aware of the fact that we don't have as many cable channels and that we don't have as much money for buying food.
She told them that meant there'd be less money for presents, too. So 8-year-old Joshua is giving his twin sisters some cards Julia found at the back of a closet.
I'm giving them 5 packs each of Belcera cards, and then we're going to make the boxes for them.
He's looking forward to the holidays as usual. Christmases past have been quite memorable.
Sometimes Santa would even leave things on the couch. It's very interesting.
His mother says Santa won't forget them, but presents probably won't overflow onto the couch this year. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.